السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أخرج الحاكم في مستدركه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تركت فيكم شيئين لن تضلوا بعدهما، كتاب الله وسنتي، ولن يتفرقا حتى يرد علي الحوض. صححه الألباني في المشكاة والسلسلة الصحيحة. يتبين لنا من هذا الحديث معالم المنهج السلفي والطريق القويم السوي، وهو التمسك بكتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عقيدة وعبادة وسلوكا. ومن هنا نعلم أن ثم أخطاء يرتكبها البعض ممن ينتمون أو يزعمون الانتماء إلى السلفية التي معناها الجلي الواضح هو عين ما جاء في حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام، ألا وهو التمسك بالكتاب والسنة. ومن هذه الأخطاء أخطاء عقدية، كأن يقول أنه سلفي وهو لا يزال يعتقد أن للكون أربعة أقطاب تديره، وأن الأولياء يسمعون من يناديهم في قبورهم فيجيبون نداءه ويلبون طلبه، ولا يزال يذبح للولي ويذهب إلى الساحر والكاهن والعراف ويخاف الجنية وغضب الولي، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو ينكر صفات الله أو بعضها أو يعطلها عن معانيها أو يضرب لصفات الله الأمثال، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يكفر بالكبيرة، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يرى الخروج على حكام المسلمين وعلمائهم بالسيف تارة وباللسان أخرى، في الصحف تارة وفي القنوات الفضائية أخرى وعلى المنابر تارة أخرى، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يرى أن قتل النفس بحزام ناسف فيما يسمونه عمليات استشهادية وهي في الحقيقة عمليات انتحارية، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو ينادي بتآخي بل الإنسان بغض النظر عن اختلاف الأديان، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يرى جواز بل وجوب قتل من ليس بمسلم، يرى جواز بل وجوب قتل كل من ليس بمسلم وإن كان معاهدا أو ذميا، وهذا مخالف لنصوص القرآن والسنة، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يصف جنبا إلى جنب من يتربى على أزواج وأصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي عنهم، ومن يرى أنه من تمام ديني لعن الشيخين وبعض أمهات المؤمنين، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو لا يرى مانعا من لبس السلاسل والأساور للرجال من باب الزينة أو تقليدا للكفار أو توهما لدفع حسد حاسد أو للتداوي بها مع أنها ليست من جنس الأدوية المعهودة، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو لا يرى مشروعية الجهاد ولا الأمر بالمعروف والمنكر والنهي عن المنكر، أو يراه بالصورة الفوضوية الفجة البشعة التي عليها كثير من الناس اليوم كالحزبيين والتكفيريين، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو لا يرى نشر العلم سبيلا صائبا بل أوحدا، لا يراه كذلك ليكون سبب الارتقاء بالبشرية عامة والأمة الإسلامية خاصة، أو أنه يرى قيام ذلك ولو من قبل الجهال كما تقوم به بعض الجماعات التي تسمي نفسها بجماعة الدعوة وهم في الأغلب الأعم جهالا لم يتعلموا، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يرى أن لا بأس بالتعبد لله بما لم يثبت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كأن يقيم الموالد ويحتفل بالإسراء والمعراج ويحيي ليلة النصف من شعبان خصوصا وما إلى ذلك من أمور لم ترد عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا أصحابه، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يقدم المذهب الفقهي على الحديث النبوي، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو يتساهل بالاقتداء بالهدي النبوي، ويعتقد أنه سلفي وهو لا يرى من بأس في أن يختلط الرجال بالنساء، ويعتقد أنه سلفي، وهو يرى أنه ليس بواجب على المرأة تغطية وجهها، ويعتقد أنه سلفي، وهو يرى أن رضاع الكبير كزميل العمل أو السائق أو الخادم جائز شرعا، ويعتقد أنه سلفي، وهو يرى أن صلاة الجماعة في المساجد غير واجبة على الرجال، ويعتقد أنه سلفي، وهو يرى أنه لا يجوز انتقاد شخصيات إسلامية ولا تصويب أخطائها، ويعتقد أنه سلفي، وهو يرى أن النقد واجب ولو كان من العوام والجهال، ويعتقد أنه سلفي، وهو يرى وهو لا يفرق بين النصيحة التي يجب أن لا تكون إلا سرا والنقد الذي هو مظهر من مظاهر صحة المجتمع. والغريب أيها الناس، الغريب أن هؤلاء يقيمون الولاء والبراء على أساس هذه المناهج والجماعات، ويعادون ويوالون عليها، وهكذا البعض الآخر يقيم الولاء والبراء على أساس ما يكون من قرب أو بعد أو موافقة أو مخالفة لهذه الجماعات أو تلك، لهذه الجماعة أو تلك، أو هذا الشيخ أو ذاك. وبالجملة فإن هذه أخطاء منهجية يقع فيها بعض المسلمين من حيث يعلمون أو لا يعلمون، وعلى المسلم الحق أن يتبع هدي الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام وهدي أصحابه رضي الله عنهم. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، والزموا سواء السبيل، واحفظوا دينكم بالدليل، واستغفروا الله من كل ذنب وخطيئة، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله، سيد الأولين والآخرين، وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، عباد الله، السلفي الحق هو المتبع لهدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في عقيدته وعبادته وسلوكه ومعاملته، وهو يعتقد أن لا أحد معصوم عن الخطأ إلا الأنبياء فيما يبلغونه عن ربهم، وأن من رد عليه من أهل العلم في مسألة لا يعني إسقاطه أو عدم احترامه، كما لا يجوز أن يحمل حب هذا العالم أو ذاك من ادعاء عصمته إما بلسان المقال أو بلسان الحال. فالسلفية الحقة هي الدين الإسلامي الحق الذي جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، فلا إفراط ولا تفريط، بل اعتدال في التدين، وعدل في الأحكام، وإعطاء كل ذي حق حقه من علماء وعامة وحكام ومحكومين وكفار ومسلمين وجيران وإخوان وأهل وزوجة وأبناء. وليست السلفية ادعاء يدعيه المدعون، فتارة تسمع من يقول عن حزبه الحزب السلفي، وتارة توصف جماعة أو أفراد بأنها جماعة سلفية. ومن أعجب ما يكون أن يسمونها سلفية تسمية مركبة من هذا الاسم الحق ووصف باطل، فيقولون جماعة الجهاد السلفية أو جماعة التكفير السلفية أو جماعة الهجرة السلفية ما ترك ميدانا فسيحا لأعداء الإسلام لأن ينالوا من الإسلام الحق الذي هو حقا يوصف بأنه السلفية. ووعين ما كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي وصفه ربه بضد ما يذهب إليه هؤلاء، فقال عنه في باب التعامل مع الناس: فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. وقال عنه في باب الدعوة: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة، على بصيرة أي على علم أنا ومن اتبعني، وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. هذا هو طريق السلامة في الدنيا والآخرة عباد الله، فاتقوا الله وراقبوه واعرفوا دينكم، فإنه قد كثر المتكلمون اليوم وبرزوا في وسائل الإعلام، وكل يدعي وصلا بليلى، وليلى لا تقر لهم بذاك، والدعاوى إن لم يقيموا عليها بينات أبناؤها أدعياء، فلا يقبل ممن يزعم أنه على النهج السلفي السوي الذي هو محض ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، إلا أن يكون بثلاثة أمور: أولا أن يكون موافقا لما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وثانيا أن يكون مستدلا عليه من الكتاب والسنة بفهم سلف الأمة وهم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وثالثا أن يكون ما عليه هو عين ما عليه جماهير علماء المسلمين في العصر الذي يكون فيه هذا الإنسان. فإن شد عن أحد هذه الثلاث لم يقبل منه، ودليلنا على ذلك قول الله عز وجل: ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا. فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه، واسألوه أن يمدكم بعونه وأن يحفظكم بحفظه وأن يكلأكم برعايته، وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قام بالصلاة، قد قام بالصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا
اعتدلوا، تراصوا، تقاربوا، تناظروا، سدوا الخلل، حادوا بين المنافذ والأقدام، لا تدعوا فرجات الشيطان. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين
الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق بشرا والذي قدر بعدا والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. وليسرك اليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. أن تؤثروا الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا بالصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها آبية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب مرفوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ثم رحمة الله. استغفر الله. اللهم السلام عليك السلام لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم
بسم الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، برادرز and sisters, Welcome to the khutbah of today, which is titled by the mistakes in the implementation of the Salafi manhaj. We began the khutbah, as you hear, by khutbah al-haja. And then I presented the hadith that is reported by al-Hakim in his book al-Mustadrak on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I left amongst you two things. You won't be misguided or misled. You won't go astray after them, meaning if you hold on their guidance. These two things are the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَنْ يَتَفَرَّقَ حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلِيَ الْحَوْضِ, meaning that they won't be splitted, either meaning that if one tries to take the Quran and abandon the Sunnah, he would not be protected. He would not be protected. It does not mean physically you cannot dismantle them. No, people can. People can't take the Quran and abandon the Sunnah. They do that. Many people do that. Some others take the Sunnah and abandon the Quran. And some take some of the Quran and abandon some others. Some of the Sunnah and as per the desire. But if the one does not take both of them, the Quran and the Sunnah, all together, as they came, he won't be guided. Even if he thinks that he is a practicer, and he is this religious or whatsoever, he is not accepted before Allah. He is not accepted before Allah because he took away other than the way that Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. So whoever takes a different way, then he is going to be exempted out of the circle of protection. So one need to be careful. You cannot guarantee your life until you get the guidance. So you have to be careful. Once you know the haq, once you know the truth, you hold it. If you don't know it, seek for it. Go. Look after it. Even if it takes all of your days and nights. Because this is the key of your real permanent life. You are here only temporarily. You're going to die sooner or later. You don't know the means that you're going to die with. A disease, air crash, car accident, heart attack, whatsoever. You don't know. So how come you delay and delay and delay? Taking excuses of I'm busy, I'm working, I'm looking for the family, I'm tired. All these excuses are not valid in the day of resurrection. These are not going to be a good excuses for you to say on the day of resurrection that you did not know the proper way of which Allah Ta'ala bestowed for people to take in order to reach the paradise safely. So the only way is to know it, and you cannot know it just by guessing or looking into the internet or listening to individuals here or there, but it is to go to the people of knowledge, sit to them and look to the Sahaba, look to the Tabi'een, look to the Ulama. How much time they spent looking for ilm. They left their homes, they left their families, they left everything just to look for ilm. And when they got the ilm, they never have given up for their own desires, but they stuck on it and they held it. From this hadith, we come to know very clearly the signs and boundaries of the Salaf methodology. or the methodology of the Salaf, of the pious predecessors. You cannot know it by claims. So many people claiming that they are upon the Manhaj Salaf. The only way is to go to a hadith like this, and then you need to seek the knowledge so to know how to implement it. So this, from this hadith, it clarifies the methodology of the Salaf and the straight path and way, which is holding the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on your aqeedah, on what you believe. You got to examine what you believe. If it adheres, what is said in the Quran, what is reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you are a Salafi. You call yourself Salafi or you don't, you are a Salafi. But when you see your aqeedah differs, the aqeedah of the Quran or what came in the Sunnah, even for one small thing, then you know that you are not Salafi. You need to correct yourself. You need to correct yourself. Your ibadah, your way of worship, got to be like what Allah said in the Quran, like what Rasulullah ﷺ used to worship Allah with. If you have a different way, then you have to think of yourself. You are taking a different way from the way of the Jannah. You be careful. The suluk, or what we say, the implementation of the deen. The implementation of the deen. How you implement this deen got to be exactly like how Rasulullah ﷺ and the Sahaba did. And look to what Rasulullah ﷺ said to those three people who came to his houses and asked about him, how he does. And when they knew that he fasts, optional fasting, and he awakes at night and prays, and he not all the time enjoys his family, meaning sexual intercourse, sometimes he spends, and he fasts. When he's fasting, he does not enjoy. When he's praying at night, he does not enjoy. So three of them decided not to take these things. One said he's not going to marry. One said he's not going to sleep. One said that he's not going to eat or drink or breakfast. So Rasulullah did not like that. This is not his way. Did these people do something wrong according to people? According to the people, it's not wrong. They are good worshippers and practices. But to Rasulullah ﷺ, this is wrong. Why? Isn't he the one who encouraged for night prayers? Isn't he the one who encouraged more fasting? He's the one. So why is objecting this choice now? Because it differs his way. It is different from his way. So it is not acceptable. Because these people use their mind and relation in worship. It is not acceptable. Finish. Period. When he taught Al-Bara what to say when he goes for bed, when he goes to bed, he told him to say certain wording. He said to him, when you come to your bed, you say, Allahumma wajjahtu wajhi ilayk. Wa fawwadtu amri ilayk. Wa aslamtu nafsi ilayk. La manja wa la manja illa ilayk. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt. Wa bi nabiyika alladhi arsalt. Then he said to him, Bara, repeat what I told you. So he repeated it completely, exactly. Except when he reached, wa nabiyika alladhi arsalt, he said, wa rasulika alladhi arsalt. No difference. Nabi and Rasul, no difference. To us, no difference. And to the truth, it's no difference. However, the Rasul is higher than a prophet. Because every Rasul is prophet, is Nabi. But not every Nabi is Rasul. Right? According to one of the definitions of Nabi and Rasul. Rasulullah ﷺ did not even correct him smoothly and nicely. He hit his chest. Bara's chest. He said, Ya Bara, وَنَبِيِّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْ. Don't change. Meaning don't change. So if you change, it's a problem. You don't change. Look to this. It's a small thing to our eyes. But it is a big thing before Allah. Simply because this is what Allah wants. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ conveyed. You cannot change. You cannot choose whatever you like. Naam. So this is the, and also the mu'amalat. How to deal with people. In your relations, in your business transactions, all these got to be upon the light of the Sharia of Islam. If it is not upon the Sharia, light of Sharia of Islam, it is not acceptable. And it is not a straight path. And from here we understand the mistakes that some people who link themselves to the manhaj Salafi, or they maybe are upon the manhaj Salafi, but they don't understand it, they don't know it. They don't know what is Salafiyya, which means, as the hadith said clearly, that holding the Quran and Sunnah. Some people defer that, while they don't know that they are deferring their ways from this way. And from these mistakes, and here we are going to present now a number of mistakes. From these mistakes, mistakes which are related to aqidah, belief, mistakes that related to the ibadah, the worship, mistakes related to the relationships and dealing with others. Some people say he is Salafi, but he is still believe that there are four awliya, or as they call them, aqtab, controls the universe besides Allah. They believe so, but they still consider themselves Salafis. And they fight for that. They say, we are on the way of Rasulullah. And once the person says, I am on the way of Rasulullah, it means he's saying that he's Salafi. Because he's following the pious predecessor's way, which is the way of the Salaf. And some believe, and some say that they are Salafis, but they still believe that the people who are buried in their graves, awliya or whatsoever, they can hear their calls and they respond to their calls. So these are different from the way of the Salaf, from the way of Rasulullah. And some slaughter for the wali in his grave, and some goes to the magician and witchcraft and fortune teller, and some get very scared of jinn, so they do whatever the jinn wants. Although Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In a condition. To know that you are a believer or not, check how much scaredness you have from the jinn. If you scare from the jinn, then you need to check your iman. You need to check your iman. You have to shrink. You have to do more righteousness deeds. So your iman gets built up and fill your heart, so no fear get into it from the jinn. Believe me, if you are so strong believer, wallahi, if they tell you this is the castle of the jinn, you go there and sleep and you don't care. You don't care because you know that these creations are weak, and you know that Allah is protecting you because of your iman. But when your iman is weak, then the jinn becomes strong and accuse you and possess you and attack you and cause a lot of things to make you more weak and to make you stop worshipping. And also, some people say that they are Salafis, but they are still scared of the anger of the wali. What does that mean? If it is the time of the celebration of the birthday or the death day or whatsoever day of the wali, he's scared if he does not do nothing. He said, maybe the wali gets angry now of me. and I'll be in a trouble and a problem. So this is a problem. This is a real problem. This man is not on the way of Rasulullah ﷺ in the belief. Some believe that he's Salafi, some claim that he's Salafi, but he still denies some of the names and attributes of Allah. Or maybe he admits them all, but he denies the meanings. He says, we don't know the meanings. Like if Allah Ta'ala descended the Quran, that cannot be understood. So how can it be a proof against mankind if it is not understood? Is Allah an oppressor? Or some others say that they are Salafis and they give examples for the attributes of Allah. They say His eye is like our eyes. His ear is like our ears. His hand is like our... No, that's all wrong. That's all wrong. We believe that He has an eye, and we know the meaning of eye. We believe that He has a face, and we know the meaning of face. We believe that He has a hand, and we know the meaning of hand. We believe that He has a foot or feet, and we know the meaning of feet. We believe that He settles on His throne, and we know the meaning of settling. We believe that He, Allah Ta'ala, loves and hates, and smiles, and He gets angry, and He comes down to the first layer of heavens every night on the third part of it. We believe in all that, in all what is mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, but we do not give examples to them. We do not say, He does this like this, or it is like this, or no, we don't. We believe in them, and we believe in their meanings. But the way how they are, we say, Allahu A'lam. Allah knows best. This is the way of the Salaf, but not like those who say, Allah is like this, His hand is like this, His eye is like this. All this is not from the Salaf. Some people believe that he's Salafi, but he still make the ruling of kufr upon the Muslims who commit sins, like major sins. As if a Muslim drinks khamr, they name him kafir, which is not from the way of the Salaf. If a Muslim fornicates, they say he's kafir, which is not from the way of the Salaf. Yes, he committed a major sin. It's not something simple, but he's yet hasn't got out of the boundaries of Islam. Some people believe that they are Salafis, but they still find it okay to go against the rulers, the Muslim rulers, and fight against them for their mistakes that they make. And even they go against the Muslim scholars and name them agents, and like that. So all this is not from the way of the Salaf. We have to respect the rulers and the scholars, both. We have to respect them, the Muslim rulers and the scholars. Some believe and say that he's Salafi, but he finds it okay to kill himself, with bombs that he plants around his body. And they call it amaliyatun istishhadiyya. They call it a retirement movement. But it is a suicide movement. He's killing himself. And who kills himself is to the fire, not to the Jannah. He's to the fire, not to the Jannah. Some believe that they are Salafis, and they call for the human brotherhood. Humiliation. It's a disregard to the religions. Everyone can have his own religion, and we can all be brothers. Now that's wrong. The distinguish must be there. It does not mean we go and fight, but it does not mean that everything melts. And we have the same love of the Muslim to the kafir, of the Sunni to the Bid'i, or the Sunni to the Rafidi. Ah, that's wrong. That's wrong. It does not mean when I don't love him, ijma, kill him and harm him. No, it does not mean that. The way of the Salaf, the Prophet ﷺ used to live with the Yahud in Medina. He did not love them, but he did not harm them at the same time. He did not harm them as he did not love them. But he loved Bilal, the slave from Abyssinia. He loved Salman, the slave from Faris. He loved Mus'ab, Suhaib, the slave from Rum. He loved them because they're Muslims. But he did not love his uncle, Abu Lahab, because he's kafir. Look to Islam, how balances things. But these people today, they claim that they are Salafis, while they don't understand what is the Salafi and way of Salaf. Some believe that they are Salafis, and they see that it is okay to kill who is Muslim, whether in a war, in a battle, or even in a, yani out of war, even if he's civilian, they just kill him. And that is of course against what the Quran and the Sunnah guided to. We have people called Ahlul Dhimma, we have people called Mu'ahadeen, and you, when you go to their land, you go with a pledge and a contract and whatsoever. So how come you kill people who come to your land, or how come you go to people's land when they allow you in and you go there and destroy? Both are wrong. This is not from the way of Salafiyya. This is not from the way of Salafiyya. Some people believe that they are Salafis, and yet they align those who love the companions of Rasulullah and the wives of Rasulullah and seek the pleasure of Allah for them. He aligned them along with those who hate them and curse them. How can that be? And I always say, yani imagine Aisha is your mother, your real mother, your mother that gave birth of you. And you have two people. One curses her and accuses her of zina, which means that you might be out of zina. And the other respects her very highly. Are you going to have friendship with them both? That is wondering. What is your reaction going to be towards this one who curses her and accuses her of zina? Suspects her of zina. What are you going to be with him? The answer is well known. Not only abandoning or hating or... I'm sure that it's going to extend way beyond that. Although we don't call for that, but at least we don't meet. We don't meet together. We don't meet together. I may meet with a Christian, with a Jew, but not with a Rafidi. Of course not with a Rafidi. Because the Rafidi curses my mother and accuses her of zina in the name of Islam. So they are more devil than the devil. They are more devil than the devil. The shaitan feels shy to say these words. But they don't feel shy. So how come we call today to the brotherhood of Islam and we all come under the umbrella of Islam? That's wrong, of course. That's wrong. Islam, as we said, Islam means, yani, the Salafiyya means Islam and Islam means Salafiyya. That's it. That's it. It does not have any other name. And there is no jama'ah for Salafiyya and a leader for Salafiyya. No. Salafiyya means Islam. The head of Salafiyya is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Salafiyya. And some say that they are Salafis and they don't find any hesitation for men to wear chains and other things some time for beauty, and some other times only imitating the kuffar, and some other times to protect themselves of evil eye, or to cure themselves, as they say, they cure themselves. Although these chains or bracelets or whatsoever are not from the medication, are not known as the medication. نعم. And some say that they are Salafis, but they don't see that jihad is one of the pillars of Islam. They think jihad is not from Islam. No, jihad is from Islam. And they think that Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy al Munkar is not from Islam. No, it is from Islam. But some others who believe that it is from Islam, they made a big mess in the field of implementation of jihad and Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar. They think that jihad can be implemented by anyone, while it cannot be like that. It must be by a Muslim ruler. And some others think that Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar can be by any means. If you see someone doing something wrong, you just go there and beat him. Now that's also wrong. That's also wrong. The way of the Salaf is that the jihad is one of the pillars of Islam. We say it, let all the world hear it. Although we deny that what is raised today as a jihad is not jihad. That is a false jihad. That is a false jihad. But when the Muslim ruler called for the jihad, we are the first to be with them in that field. Because this is the jihad. This is the jihad. And in regard to Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar, we believe that it is one of the pillars of Islam. But it got to be in a nice way. Amr bil Ma'ruf got to be in Ma'ruf, in a nice way. Nahy an munkar must not lead to another munkar. Must not lead to a greater munkar. So it must be in a good way to protect the Muslim and the community as all. Not as the takfiris and the hizbis find and implement the jihad and Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar. They are absolutely wrong. Some believe that they are Salafis, and they don't see that the knowledge is the only mean to elevate nations. And I believe the only way, I don't say one of the ways, but I say the only way to bring people back to, to bring them as human, is to teach them the knowledge of Islam. Other than that, no way. All these signs you see today only decline the people down. Only drove people to the hell. And you can't compare between life today and life of the people in Medina during the time of Rasulullah. Just sit a comparison between this and that and see how far it is. If you want to know, for example, the human rights, look to the Yahud at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ living in Medina. And look to the Muslims today, look to the Palestinians, look what happened today, just a few days, to these the ships going to Gaza. Is this the human rights that they call for? And that's why I say, without Islam, people are declaring. Without the proper Islam. Not any Islam, not what people call it Islam today, but Islam that Allah descended. Without it, people are not going to know what is human rights, rather than they know the truth. And some others say that they are Salafis, and they say that spreading the knowledge is the only means, but anybody can do it. Anybody. Ignorance. People who just came to Islam. People who just start practicing, they can go out in a group called Jama'at al-Da'wah. All of you wish Jama'at al-Tabligh. And they go tour around the world calling for what? For something they don't know. That is also wrong. Yes, we say that the only meaning is to call people to Islam, but on a proper way. Again, on a proper way. Some people believe that they are Salafis, and they claim that they are Salafis, but they see no harm on worshipping Allah with whatsoever is not proved that Rasulullah ﷺ did it, or said, or permitted. Meaning it is an innovation. The like of celebrating the birthday of Rasulullah, or celebrating the 27th of Rajab, which is called Shab-e Barat in some countries, Isra wa Mi'raj. Celebrating the middle night of Sha'ban, which they call it, they call it Shab-e Mi'raj, and this one called Shab-e Barat. They say that they are Salafis, but they see that this is okay. How okay? Did Rasulullah ﷺ do that? Did the Sahaba do that? So how come you are Salafi? You say that I am following them, but you are not doing as what they used to do. How come? Some say that they are Salafis, but they put the madhab before the Prophet tradition or the hadith of Rasulullah. Yani he has the hadith, authentic hadith, which it clearly says different from what he is upon of his madhab, but yet he finds, no, I'll be on the madhab. He chooses to be on the madhab, but not to take the hadith understanding. That's a problem. That's a problem. Some believe that they are Salafis, and they find it okay not to be exactly on the way of Rasulullah. Meaning that they shave, no problem. It is Sunnah. Okay, let's say it is Sunnah. Isn't it the way of Rasulullah? So you are saying, I am Salafi, I am following Rasulullah. How come? How come you say that you don't feel shame to say I am following Rasulullah, while first thing you do is to defer yourself from Rasulullah by shaving your beard? Some say that they are Salafis and they don't find it wrong to have a free mixing between men and women. Some say that they are Salafis and they don't find it obligatory upon the woman to cover her face. Some say that they are Salafis and they don't find it wrong, and they say it is permissible for an adult man to get breastfed by a woman so they become brothers. I don't know how come they become brothers. Then she becomes mother, not brother, not sister. She's going to be his mother, not his sister. And imagine if the husband then breastfed by his wife, then they become husband and wife, and at the same time, child and mother. So the child married his mother, and he has a brother from his mother, who's his son. What's this? And they still say that they are Salafis. I don't know where from. they get this idea. They say that it is permissible for the workmate. First of all, who said that she's allowed to work with men? So they say, it is. I want to analyze it. So the meaning of it, Rasulullah didn't know the best when he said segregate. So they can be together, and instead of segregating them, let them breastfeed from each other. Subhanallah. Why don't we let them marry and permit the polygamy? They say, no, polygamy is a problem. Subhanallah. Look to, I told you that the dunya science took the people to the bottom, freeze their brain. They cannot see, they cannot think. They become worse than animals. And some say that they are Salafis, but they don't see Salatul Jama'ah, Salah in the congregation, in the masjid, obligatory upon men. They say, no, it's not obligatory upon men. Then why are these masajid built? Why? So that everyone prays in his home? And why Rasulullah ﷺ said, the best of the prayer of men is in the masajid, and the best of the prayer of the women is in the houses. So let them both be in the houses. That is, yani, subhanAllah, wondering. Some say that they are Salafis, but they find it not permissible. Not permissible to abroad. Sometimes I need this. They say that they are Salafis, but they say that it is not permissible to criticize a saying of an alim. Because he loved that alim. You cannot criticize any of his statements. And then he turns him like Rasul, like a prophet now. Because the only one who cannot make mistake in religion is the prophet. That's it. Only prophets. Even the great companions did mistakes in the religion. Did mistakes. And I can prove it. But these people, once their beloved Sheikh make a mistake and you say that, even if you whisper, is it a mistake? Next day it's going to be a crime, and on the internet, and they ask you for an open tawbah. You have to make an open tawbah. How open it should be, I don't know. Is the internet enough? Because not everybody listening to this website or to this room in Palto, where should I go to? Should I ask NASA to get me up on the moon so I call everyone? Subhanallah. They should repent from what they say, that this sheikh you cannot touch, you cannot say anything. No mistake of this sheikh. Subhanallah. And on the other hand, some people say criticism is obligatory. Everyone can practice it. Subhanallah, what is this? Isn't it a mess? One say, not obligatory for anyone if it is against Sheikh so-and-so. And the other say, it is obligatory or permissible at least for everyone, man, woman, child, even animal can criticize. What is that? Isn't it a mess? Do these people understand Salafiyah? They don't understand what is Salafiyah. Wallahi, they don't understand what is Salafiyah. Wallahi, they don't understand what is Salafi. And some say that they are Salafis, but they do not differentiate between the nasiha, the advice, which must be secretly and hiddenly and nicely. You approach the person, you and him alone. And better to give a present, a gift, so he accepts the nasiha from you. But the criticism is different thing. They don't differentiate between the nasiha and criticism. Someone made a mistake openly in a lecture. They want you to go and whisper to him and kiss his head, please. You made a mistake. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. If I made a mistake here on this mic, I don't expect from any one of you to come between him and I and tell me you made a mistake. Come here and say this is a mistake and this is the proof. And this would not remove the brotherhood between you and I. This would not remove it. But the mistake must be a mistake. Not because I said, oh look, Dawood is short. Oh, this is a mistake, you have to repent openly. No, that's wrong. The mistake is in the religion, in the teachings, in the manhaj. If I made a mistake like that, then I have to openly say it if I said it, if I did the mistake openly. But when I have a mistake which is not from the manhaj, a sin or whatsoever, you should come and advise me between you and I. We have to differentiate between the nasiha and the criticism. And if you are not qualified to criticize, you should not come and say, excuse me, this is a mistake. Who you are? I remember Sheikh Dayan, who passed away, rahimahullah, 2 days ago. I remember one time in Jeddah here, after Salatul Fajr, first day of a conference, he sat on the chair and he was the first speaker. And then he started speaking. Then a young man who just recently studied the ilm, very young, he raised his hand. The sheikh thought there is something. So he said, okay, what do you want? He said, yeah, sheikh, the hadith you mentioned is da'if. The sheikh said, the da'if is you. Sit down. The da'if is you. Sit down. And he's right, rahimahullah. He is the da'if. He is da'if in how to correct or transfer this information. If it is correct, if it is as he said. So, some people, now, and the strange thing is that all these people sit there wala wa bara upon these methodologies, understandings, and the jama'at. So their enmity and brotherhood is only based on this. If you are with them, you are their brother. If you are not with them, not with them completely, but if in one issue you are not with them, their sheikh finds so and so mubtada. Some other sheikh, they don't find them mubtada. You took the different opinion, you are mubtada. Are you brave enough? Say those you who said that he's not mubtada. They are. Say they are. If you are brave enough. But they can't. They are cowards. They are cowards. So they want to force people to take one opinion because they like it. And they sit in enmity and brotherhood upon it. That is completely wrong. This is not the way of the Salaf. This is not the way of the Salaf. If there is an agreement of all the scholars at this time that this person is, I mean when I say the scholars who are upon the Haqq, that this person is Mubtada, khalas, Mubtada. Mubtada. Example, Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki. I don't know any single alim of the ulama of Haqq say that he's not mubtada. But when certain person has mistakes, we say openly he has mistakes. And we, if his mistakes on tapes or books, we criticize it openly. I have no shame to do that. But I don't sit in enmity because of that. I don't sit the wala wa bara because of that. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. I give you an example. Sheikh Albani says, "Who holding hands after raising up from ruku' is bid'ah. It's bid'ah. Do you know who the shiukh holds their hands on after raising up from ruku'? Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, all these ulama. Did he say that this mubtada? Did they say that this man is mubtada because he says that? No one said so. No one said so. So, we can have different opinions and be brothers. We can have different opinions and be brothers. And our brotherhood must not make us keep quiet of the mistakes of each other. Ibn Baz said, Albani is wrong. Finish. Period. Ibn Baz said clearly in his book, Albani is wrong in saying that. And even in taking the opinion of not to hold. He said he's wrong. But still, they were still brothers. So we can have, if it is based on the Dalil, khalas. And some, and in general, these are mistakes that found in the manhaj, when people try to implement the manhaj. They fall into them willingly or willing or unwillingly. They know or they don't know. So the Muslim who wants to be on the safe way has to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of his companions. And by that we came to the end of the first part of the khutbah. Then on the second khutbah, after praising Allah and sending peace and blessings of Rasulullah, I said, O slaves, the true Salafi is the one who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his aqidah, in his ibadah, in his muamala, in his suluk. And he believes that no one is ma'soom, no one is perfect. No one can make no mistake except the prophets and what they convey of the messages. But other than the messages they make, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mistakes, but not in conveying the message. Mistakes, normal mistakes. Normal mistakes. Like when he, in the Battle of Badr, he said to the Sahaba, destroy all the wells. So the Kuffar does not drink if they need water. And become weak, so we beat them. Then a man said, Ya Rasulullah, is this a revelation? He said, no. He then said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I see this is not the proper opinion. Not the proper idea. It is better that we come forth and make the wells behind us. When we need water, we can drink. When they want, they cannot. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, liked it. And he came back to that. And many other times. Like when he arrested the Ashara, the captives in the Battle of Badr. He chooses the way of paying jizya, ransom, and instead of killing them, Umar chooses killing them. Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran after that for killing them. But this wasn't a message to convey, because he did not receive the revelation as yet until he took the decision. And the story of the honey and many other things, it was only a mistake because it is not in conveying the message. Once the revelation comes, it is perfect. Because it's guidance from Allah Ta'ala. And this can only be for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not for Abu Bakr, not for Umar, not for anyone else. And the true Salafi believes that when we refute a alim in one issue or two issues, it does not mean that we drop him. No. It does not mean that we drop him. Because Salafiyah is like the palm tree, does not drop the leaves easily until it all collapses, dies. Not every day, not like the tree of lemon. Every day drop thousands of leaves, and one day you find only branches wooden branches, no leaves. No. Salafiyya is not like that. Salafiyya is not like that. And we do not, because of the mistake that this alim or talib al-ilm made, who's Salafi, who's known as Salafi, we do not remove the respect from him, as they do. Yesterday they used to call him Sheikh so and so. Today they say so and so. What is that? And also, the true Salafi does not, yani, his love towards this Shaykh or this Talib al-Ilm does not make him to accept even the mistakes of his and defend him even in his mistakes. As when you speak to someone, you say, is this issue right or wrong? You say, wrong. Oh, so and so said it. If so and so said it, then must be right or he must mean something. What is that? What is that? Why we weigh with two scales? So, the Salafiyya, true Salafiyya, is the true religion that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with. Without ifrat or tafreet. Without extremism on both sides. But balancing, tolerance, balance in this, in our practicing, in our ruling and judgment, and we have to give everyone his rights. We have to give everyone his rights. From the ulama and the amma, the common people. The hukam, the rulers, and the mahkumeen, the nations. The kuffar and even the Muslims. And yani the Muslims and even the kuffar. We give the Muslims their rights, and even the kuffar. Not because he's kafir, he chooses to be on a different religion. Then I remove his rights. La, this is not correct. I have to give him his rights. I have to give him his right. The neighbors, the brothers, the family, the wife, the children, we have to give the right of each one. This is the true Salafiyya. This is the true Salafi. Salafiyya is not a claim. It's not a name. It's not a flag that you raise. Sometimes you hear people saying, the Salafi Hizb. They call the Hizb the Salafi Hizb. Or they say, Hizbu or Jama'atul Jihad al-Salafiyya. From where they got this combination? From where they got this combination? And so on. Distancing themselves from the two main aspects of Salafiyya, which are mentioned in the Quran. One, the Prophet ﷺ, Allah Ta'ala said about the Prophet ﷺ, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ. It is by the mercy from Allah Ta'ala you become so soft with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And as if you were so tough, they will have scattered from around you. So Allah Ta'ala taught us here one lesson, that gentleness, softness with others, and mainly with our brothers, Salafis, even when they make mistakes. And the other is in spreading Islam and spreading the Salafiyya. How to spread the Salafiyya? Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. Say, O Muhammad, this is my way. I call unto Allah upon knowledge. Me and those who follow me. Upon knowledge. Without knowledge, you don't teach. You don't spread the da'wah without knowledge. You have to have the knowledge first. Anything you want to convey and spread, you know, you got to know the knowledge of it. And one third, that I forget to mention is the hikmah. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة. Allah Ta'ala is calling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala is commanding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. أدعو. You have to give da'wah. But with hikmah, with wisdom. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. وجادلهم بالتي أحسن. So these three principles of the da'wah salafi. رحمة, hikmah, and knowledge. If one is missing, then there is a problem. These are pillars of the da'wah salafiyya. These are pillars of the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We got to have them so we be salafis and du'at for salafiyya. That's all of what I had today. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.